Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this message. Norm, when I was a teenager, my mom and dad took me to a park near our home. There were swing sets, merry-go-rounds, a small pond, and slides. I loved slides. The higher, the better. Norm, on this particular occasion, I climbed up the steps on a slide that was 35 feet high. It took 37 steps to get to the top. As a teenager, I always wore halter tops and hot pants. This type of clothing gave me the flexibility I needed. I was a very active girl. Also true was the fact that my melons were huge and my ass was to die for. When the sunlight hit the back of my legs just so, you could see the tiny golden hair sprouting from my creamy quivering thighs. Norm, I always threw sand onto the shiny stainless steel slides. Sand would make you travel down the slide faster. It was great fun. On the day we went, the park was crowded with people of all ages. As I climbed up the slide stairs, I counted. Once I was at the top, I'd do a sexy dance, and then I would lower my delicious ass onto the slide, and then let go. Norm, the slide was hot from the sun beating down on it. As I slid down the slide, my ass warmed. It burned, but it felt good too. It reminded me of how my ass felt whenever I was paddled at my elementary school. It got me hot, but I didn't know how to describe it then. Norm, I was moving down that slide at speeds in excess of 30 miles per hour. I was laughing and my arms were raised above my head. It was an amazing ride, until it wasn't. Norm, before I could do anything about it, a tiny door built into the slide opened. The door had been masterfully cut into the center of the slide. A large rubber dildo rose up and out of the opening. The mechanism that rose out of the slide looked like a military tank complete with a large caliber cannon. Except it wasn't a tank, it was a 14-inch long dildo mounted to some kind of metallic platform. Norm, I couldn't stop my downward trajectory. I was barreling down that slide at an insane speed. As I slid down the slide, the head of the monstrous dildo slammed into my hungry crotch, and it tore its way past my hot pants and panties. The 14-incher housed itself deep inside my wet, throbbing pussy. Norm, as I sat atop that slide with my legs spread, I took the dick hundreds if not thousands of times. The freakishly big rubber schlong moved in and out of my tight pussy, while its huge rubber ball slammed into my asshole. As I took the dick, I moaned, and as I moaned, I came. Fellow parkgoers stood around the slide, and they watched me as I made bizarre, twisted facial expressions. I was getting crammed. It felt like a can of bean soup was being hammered into my cunt. For God's sake, I was a virgin. My eyes were rolled back, and my mouth was slack-jawed. Bubbling spit streamed from the edges of my mouth. My vaginal juices, pubic hairs, pants, panties, brassiere, and halter top slid down the slide. I was naked. The hot slide made my pussy steam. I didn't want the dicking to end. Fuck my parents. Fuck my friends. Fuck everyone and everything. There was a prehistoric dinosaur dick in my minge. Everything made sense to me now. Hallelujah! Norm, as I was coming for the 25th or 30th time, I heard multiple gunshots. And then I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that he shot the slide-mounted dildo machine to pieces. He said a Muslim was controlling the slide dildo machine remotely from a mosque.
You're lucky. Usually chicks like you are found dead and naked atop the slide. They're leaning back on the slide and their eyes are pecked out by birds. And the dildo machine keeps on reaming their pussy till the battery in the dildo machine dies. When I was a kid, I was inside my tent in my backyard. The neighbor used a 10 gigawatt ruby laser beam to burn a 2-inch in diameter round hole into the tent. When my asshole was perfectly aligned with the laser cut hole, he raped me. And then he knocked me out by throwing my water canteen into my balls. I still have a bad limp. Watch me walk to that picnic table.
Norm, when the Muslim was arrested, he said,
"Take the dick, you ugly American whore! You are the devil!"
Norm, it took the authorities an hour to remove the dildo machine from the slide. Welding professionals appeared on scene, and they welded a new piece of stainless steel sheet metal over the opening that had been cut into the slide by the Muslim. Don't ask me how or why, but it did happen. I walked bow-legged for 3 weeks after that ordeal. When my mother picked me up at the hospital, she said,
"You fucked a Muslim? Are you out of your mind? Are you aware of the fact that Muslims throw fruits out of 11-story windows? Your father and I thought you'd have a fun day at the park. But oh no, not you. You'll find a dick every time. When you get home, Use the emergency rubber douchebag I store in the downstairs bathroom. There's a 4-gallon container of cunt wash in the cabinet. Blow out your cunt using the douchebag and the cunt wash and then go to bed. You make me sick. You're grounded.
It was an awful moment. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful whenever you slide down a slide. You could take a dick. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some shit while I massage my clitoris using my pointer finger and middle finger. Of course, I'll be doing all of this while I am atop my dead grandmother's cum-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So it's like 5:45 in the morning. I get up early, but mostly I get up early because I got a problem with a squirrel at this house. I live on 100 acres in the middle of nowhere, honestly, up in upper northern Michigan. And I get woke up all the time by a freaking squirrel. It sounds like a joke, but it's true. The squirrel is always constantly eating, constantly eating, constantly eating. And he thinks the house is like a big tree. And inside this tree is like hundreds of thousands of acorns. And he thinks he's fucking found the mother load. And he wants to get into the mother load. And all he does is chew and chew and chew on the roof peak of the house just over the living room. He's always chewing, always there, always making the sound, always chewing. So as I'm laying on my bed on my side, I like to lay on my side because it reminds me of fucking Pompeii. It reminds me of Mount Vesuvius. Mount Vesuvius was a big volcano and it blew all kinds of lava everywhere and it covered everybody up. And I remember reading this story. It said everybody was found on their side and someone was behind them on their side and they wondered why. Was it some kind of refuge? They were trying to get away from the lava, away from the ash. And they were so dumb. See, they don't understand shit like your correspondent. They were laying on their side, and the person was behind them on their side because she was taking dick. She was taking a load of dick. That's what people do when they start to fuck, when they start to think they're dying. They start to fuck. They get nervous. They get panicky, and they go right away for the creationary chamber, the woman's cunt, because they think where the cunt is, there's life. There's the light. If I go to the light, if I go there where life is, I won't die. I'm going to live. I'm going to come through this. I'm going to be okay. My cock is housed. I'm plugged into the life force. I'm plugged into the right hand fucking hand of God, and I'm not going to die. So they found them on their sides, and they were didn't understand why. Well, I have fucked a billion times on my side. I like it on my side. You don't have to see her face. You just reach over. There's a big mass of meat there. Her big meaty chest or fucking organs, her chest cukes are laying there. Big meaty fucking floppy tits hanging on the ground, on the bed, hanging on the mattress. You reach over. There she is, your big meaty fuck. 98.6 temperature, man, keeping you really warm for your cock. And that's why I like to lay on my side. She's on her side. I'm banging around from the rear. It's just like Mount Vesuvius. It's like the people that were there in Pompeii. Here I am. I'm in Pompeii. Here comes the lava. Here comes the fucking ash. Now, there's some truth to what I read, what I'm going to tell you now. They said that some of the ash, some of the fucking volcanic ash action, the lava, could have been brought on by women. I read this in Steer Inc. magazine. I get that. It's by subscription only. You can't get it. You got to be invited. And why in the shit in hell would they invite you? Think about that, horseshoe head. Nobody gives a flying fuck about you, except your correspondent, me, Norm Augustinus. Night and day, day after day, year after year, here I fucking sit giving you the best of what I got. I care about you. No one fucking else will do shit for you. Try to get a fucking quarter or 50 cents for a phone call, man. They'll tell you to fuck off straight away. So, they think that chicks were blowing pussy farts. And the pussy farts have a 6% methane count out of a pussy fart. Pussy farts caused by a cock in that dick. And it's pumping and pumping and pumping. Somebody blows a load in there. And all that gas is built up because the cock's like a hermetical seal, like a piston. It's all built up and it blows out. They think that pussy farts might have fueled a lot of the problems in Pompeii with that fucking volcano. Too much pussy fart, too much hedonism, and it just blew. Everything went up in fucking flames, everything went up in smoke, and everything turned to ash, which happens to everybody. I like to fuck on my side. They couldn't figure out why fucking on your side. Why were they laying on their side? It must have been a defense mechanism. They were worried about ash. No, they were getting pussy. She was getting dick. That's what a woman likes. Loads and loads of fucking dick in paper bags filled with fucking $100 bills in another paper bag filled with dope from the bottom of the bag to the top of the bag. That's all they fucking live for. I wish you could understand that. So that's what they were saying. I like to fuck on my side. And why do I like to fuck on my side? Because I can go in deep, man. I can go in deep. Thank God there's not a nose down there. I can go in deep. I don't have to smell pussy. She's laying on her side. She has a pussy fart. Now the cunt's sort of towards the front. So the direction of the pussy fart is sort of away from me on a 28 degree sweep as it blows past me, but not near my nasal passages as I'm banging her from the fucking rear. And there's another reason. I like to bang from the rear. I'm laying on my side like the people in fucking Pompeii, Mount Vesuvius and all that, that volcano shit. I like to fuck on my side because say her pump comes in. Say some fuck kicks my front door in. Kicks my front door in. His bag of shit is at my house. She's over there. She's in Fidelity City. She's over in my place. He kicks the fucking door in. Maybe he throws himself through the fucking front picture window. Maybe he climbs through the bathroom window. Maybe he comes up from the basement and the basement door outside. And he comes into the bedroom and I'm banging out his old lady. I'm impaling his bitch with my fucking 15.5 pound fucking impaling stick. He can't believe it. What does he do? He swings a hammer into my head. He swings something down towards me. He pulls out a fucking Glock. He pulls out a fucking gun, a Magnum, something like that. And he tries to blow me away. How dare you do this? I never understood that. And she would have told him, if she loved him, she'd have told this guy to fuck off. She wouldn't be interested. It's not the man's fault. It's her fault. Nobody else's fault. She encouraged it, didn't she? So, as he's going to take me out because I'm banging out his old lady, his fucking four-eyed hump or whatever she is, I now, because I'm on the side, I can swing her around in front of me. My arm's to her right side of her body. It's under it. And I've been honking her fucking horns, honking her goddamn cukes on her chest as I've been banging her from the rear, holding on to him. And then I can swing her around when this fuck comes in and he takes her out. Had it happen a couple times, man. Swings an axe into her head, kills her. He thought he was going to kill me. He shoots her between the eyes. He thought he was going to shoot me between the eyes, but he couldn't because I swung the horn around, man. I just swung around real quick. And as I swung around real quick, as he killed her because he thought he was killing me, I blew my goddamn load. I blow fucking fistfuls of cum into her fucking box and she's dead now. It's pointless. Into her cunt. I once read that one woman was dead. I read this in Steer Inc. magazine. They had a case where a woman had died, and the guy blew his load, and her cunt was still active, and she got pregnant after the death, and it was a big legal issue. If the woman was dead when he got her pregnant, I mean, once you get pregnant, how does the baby have a presence? How does it have anything, paperwork, a presence? If the chick was dead, like nothing gave birth to it. I've had shit like that happen. Not quite like that, but I've had it happen. So I get this fucking noisy chewing sound, and I'm excited this particular morning. And why am I excited? Because I got a prime driver coming over, a woman prime driver, a female. We're going to get to that, a female prime truck driver. You can't beat it. I've talked about it before, but I've got her coming over, and I'm excited, which means I'm going to be sautéing and simmering my fucking fuck stick, my goddamn tube steak in her fucking cunt, up her fucking or dirt hole, whatever you want to call it, all goddamn night long, or at least for half an hour, something like that. So I'm excited. Here comes the prime driver. I've talked about prime drivers before. We're going to talk about that. If you live remotely, like I do, you would see how much pussy you can get. I know what you're saying. God, Norm, you got a problem. Man, all you get is pussy. You get pussy and more pussy and more pussy. I'm more grounded than that. I don't get so much pussy. I don't think about pussy. It's not anything big to me, man. I just fucking stopped a Mack Tools truck and I just had him pull off and I bought a 3/4-inch ratchet that's so chrome plated, the chrome plate goes all the way through if you were to cut the fucking ratchet in half. That's all I want, Norm. That's good, man. Try to sleep with a wrench. Try to sleep with your jack stands. Try to sleep with a fucking hammer you got from them or whatever. Mack Tools, Snap-on. That's what I care about, Norm. Fuck off. That's what nobody cares about. Tools. No one cares about it. You want to bore a bitch really fast? Talk about goddamn tools. The only tool this slut wants to talk about is your goddamn cock. Now, I know about pussy. I know it in and out. I've told you many times. 18 fucking months I spent in Vietnam, man. They used to drop me out of a helicopter. I was a door gunner, 300 fucking feet. You're probably tired of hearing this story. They dropped me the fuck out. Sometime I was holding them onto a megaphone. They called me El Gapo in Vietnam in VC language over there, Vietnamese. That means the big one, the big dicked one. That was me. They dropped me in. I'd have a megaphone in my hand. It required 6D batteries. They weren't little like today. And I'd drop under the helicopter saying, here comes the dick. Run, bitch. And you should have heard the run, bitch. Everything echoes, man, when you're above a rice paddy. I don't know why. The rice paddy, the water echoing. Get ready for the big dick. Here I come, slut. And I'd start laughing. And I mean like a maniacal laugh. I always thought, why do people laugh if they're supposedly insane? Why are they laughing in movies and shit? They're laughing. They're insane. It doesn't make sense. Because I found out then that it really can happen. You really can laugh as you're coming down to pussy with your M16, your M1, whatever it is, a belt of grenades, and your big fucking cock. Because really, your cock is the true weapon, isn't it? Here comes the weapon, the lifelong fucking lasting mental images. The lifelong mental burn she gets from that cock is way greater than some asshole coming at her with a 38 caliber special from 38 special they got from 8 Mile in Detroit or 6 Mile in fucking Mac in Detroit. Nobody remembers that shit. Yeah, they think, well, I was once someone pulled a gun on me. But they always remember the dick, don't they? The dick and how they can get money out of the dick, who the dick was connected to. It's a myriad of choices, a myriad of selections in your mind, man. It never ends till the day you die. Yeah, I remember that fucking dick. It was a big dick coming at me, man. All I saw was his eyes. He was holding on to a candle, nog chomp of fucking incense in his other hand. And he's coming towards me. They remember that forever. Who remembers a black guy coming at you? Some Chaldean coming at you? Some fucking Muslim coming at you? Well, you might remember that. Who remembers any of that? So, I'm super excited about the Amazon Prime truck driver coming, but I'm very annoyed at the damn squirrel that's been chewing on the roof of this house for I can't tell you how long. Chewing and chewing and chewing, and I throw things, I yell and shit, it'll stop for a second, then it'll keep chewing and chewing and chewing. I mean, come on. The thing's got a brain the size of an eraser on a number 2 Ticonderoga pencil. It can't fucking think. It really can't. I mean, the muscles you want to turn it into, it can think. I mean, bitches and stuff, they tell you how smart their dog is. Look how smart my dog is. He's almost like a person. It's incredible. I got him a sweater. I got him fucking shoes. He gets $8 goddamn meals. He's so smart that he shits on the floor. He pisses on the floor in the carpet that costs you $10,000. He shits and pisses and chews shit up. He's so smart. Look how goddamn smart he is. He's not smart in only one way. He's not smart with that, but they are smart in one way, a dog. A dog, if you notice, you'll see him walking on the side of the road, hundreds of miles, 1,000 miles, I don't know what it is. Now, a dog has a fucking nose that's 1,000 times more powerful than you and I, than a human being's nose. And you've been around pussy, and you're there 2-3 inches from her fuckhole. There it is. You can't breathe. You're sick to your stomach. You're questioning everything. You don't know if you can go to work anymore. You're thinking, what the fuck's anything worth this? Smells like a goddamn Manhattan Long Island dump in her cunt. I can't take it. Well, neither can a dog. A dog 1,000 times greater than a person's nose, and this fucking dog's out of there. He can't smell pussy night and day. The best day for a dog is when her cunt shuts off, when she goes in menopause. There's no more eggs. There's no more stink. There's no more blood. All that shit's cut out. Now a dog might be able to be around a woman. But in that sense, with his powerful nose, they don't want to be around a bitch, just like you and I. Who wants to be around that shit and smell stink all day and then buy her a $100 meal? then pay for a $500,000-$600,000 house on a mortgage for 45 fucking years and get her a brand new electric car. Who would buy something on two legs, hold a big pan of stink, a big pan of pussy, smelling pussy? Who would buy somebody like that anything? Well, you would. You would and you do. You would and you do. I don't do anything like that. I do what I want because I'm Norm Augustinus. I am the recipe of what fucking people want to be in America. Tall, thin, handsome. When I say I'm the recipe of what people want to be, I truly am the recipe of what people want to be. People want, chicks want to pump me. They think I'm sexy. They want to pork me. They dream about me. They don't think about you in any way like that. They see some fucking broke down goddamn guy like you that looks like you've been walking a mail truck, walking the mail route in some subdivision for fucking 35, 40 years. They don't give a shit about that. They don't care about that. They want somebody with a big dick, El Guaco from Vietnam. Here it fucking comes, slut. Here it comes. Be very fucking afraid, man, because here comes the goddamn dick. That's what they're afraid of. Here it comes in the dark, this big torpedo filled with bubbling white shit. Here it comes. Think of that fucking dog, man. That goddamn dog. He's got to get out of there. He can't just smell a pussy, man, night and fucking day. If you see a dog, if you come in contact with a dog, please take this in mind, this suggestion. Knock it the fuck out and then kill it. You don't even have to knock it out. Just kill the dog. Help him out. Do him a favor. Whatever's handy, whatever's in your area, if you happen to carry a gun on your ankle like I do, whatever's in the fucking air, just blow the fucking dog away. His entire nasal patches is up to his fucking cranial vault in his brain. It's all burned out from the stench of pussy and her goddamn trying to turn into him into a human being. You can't turn a dog into a human being. This is how fucking dumb they are. They're turning him into a human being. Look at his nice outfit. Look at his new shirt. I just bought him a gold-plated fucking dog dish. Look at it. Isn't that something? An automatic water, an automatic feeder. Yeah, he's so smart. He just shit on your bed, stupid. He just pissed on the goddamn carpet. He just tore the pillows up in your house. He can't think. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's an animal, man. He don't know nothing. All he knows is chicks smell like pussy, and he can't get out of there. See a dog and shit like that. You happen to have a crowbar or solo, some old tire iron from the 1940s. Hit that fuck on the head and kill him, and I'll do the same, and we'll put him out of the misery. Just like if a dog saw you and he knew the misery we were in being around a bitch, maybe he would tear our jugular vein out for us. If we could get dogs to do that, now I know they'd be smart, wouldn't they? Here he comes. Look at Tyler. Look at Ty. Hey, Duke. Come on, Duke. He's so smart. Look at how fucking smart he is. He's got a brain like a walnut. He don't know nothing. As soon as you feed the dog somebody else, he's their friend, and he'll live with them, too. He don't care about you, slut, just like goddamn American men don't care about you. If I see you on my property, I will fucking put one right between your goddamn eyes. I'm not shitting you. Fucking Mac 10, Mac 11, fucking Luger. I got all kinds of shit, man, and I will take you out walking around. I'm looking for yours, trying to get some dick, trying to get some finances, trying to get somebody's goddamn home. Here it comes. Here's the most menacing thing it is in the world, man. It's not a moose. It's not a mountain lion. It's not a grizzly bear. Here she comes, and she has the balls to put perfume on and try to make her look more I'm not dangerous, man. Can't you smell my white fucking diamonds? Look at my white diamonds, man. I got some white fucking diamonds. The guy already made Richard Burton's fucking old lady. I got Liz Taylor. I got some white diamonds. Fuck off, man. So, the goddamn squirrel, in combination with the pussy coming over, and my dick has already started pounding, it's already started getting warmed up. Out of the small pores of your dick comes a lot of lubricant, pre-lube, and it's a neutralizing lube for the shit in her cunt. It neutralizes that whole area. And I already see the neutralizer coming out. My dick is so sure that I'm going to get pussy. And as I've said before, man, all prime drivers, if she's a bitch, they're horny. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, if I can remember to talk about it. So all of them are wanting fucking dick driving around that truck. I'm excited, man. I'm revved up, man. I'm fucking chocked full of enthusiasm. You're not going to fire me, man. I'm fired up, man. I'm not going to be fired. I am fired to fuck up your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. Chick once told me. She said, I listened to the whole recording. I didn't even know who was talking. Well, okay, now you know who's talking. What's going to change? The donations coming in? The support coming in? Get the slut in hell out of here, whore bag. And I mean it. Not shitting you. So, I wake up. It's 5:45, 6 o'clock in the morning. I always got a doobie next to my bed, and I look for the doob, even if it's a goddamn roach. I'll smoke that down. I've eaten the roaches when they got too little. If you look at a roach, they call it a roach because that's like the partially smoked down marijuana cigarette, a joint, whatever you want to call it. It's like that. And I've looked at these things. They look like roaches, and roaches are filled with protein, and I've eaten them too. After I tried to smoke them, they wouldn't light. I just fucking eat them. I eat them, man. I whack off. I pump off. I'm ready to go. I didn't pump off this time. I'm looking at my fucking marijuana thing. I'm looking at my brass plate with a picture of an elephant carved into it. I'm looking up at the ceiling and the roof of my bedroom. In the ceiling of my roof, hitting the ceiling, is a camera. It used to be a clock that would project the time to the ceiling, but it's all fucked up. I think there's cum on the lens. I think there's jism. I was with a squirter a little while ago. She, every time you played with her cunt, she shot out a big stream of stink, liquid stink. This big puddle of shit shot out of her cunt. It went all over as I was trying to deflect it. I had a plate in there filled with all kinds of pizza rolls, and I used the pizza rolls plate, and the pizza rolls went everywhere, and I tried to block her squirting. It went on the clock lens. My cum's on the clock lens. It doesn't really quite show anything, just something lit up there. I like to look up there because I think this. I'm not dead yet. Another minute went by. I'm still not dead. Another 2 minutes went by. I'm still not dead. Look at these valuable seconds. I'm still not fucking dead. Here it is projecting up there. It's like you're projecting the time so you know your time of death when you check out. I know my time of death. Wherever I end up, I'll tell them exactly what time. I was watching the time on the roof, man. Yeah, just watching on the clock. So the squirrel's driving your correspondent out of his freaking mind. And I mean it. The squirrel is driving me out of my mind. I once had a friend of mine tell me he could hear termites. He was that remote. He could hear subterranean termites. He could hear them chewing the foundation in the walls of his house. He said he could hear it, and I thought, well, that's nuts. You can't hear a termite. He's driving through these mud tubes. They put these tubes up made of mud so that they're like in this climate-controlled atmosphere, and the tubes string in and out of your walls, and they climb up and down these mud tubes that they make. And I said, he can't hear that. Is that possible? I mean, that would drive me nuts if I could hear termites walking in the damn walls of the house. There's a termite chewing your fucking self away, chewing your house away, chewing your investment away, chewing and chewing and chewing. Now, why the fuck do I want that if I could hear it? If I'm with a bitch, she's already killing me, isn't she? All the trials, all the tribulations, all the ups and downs that are supposed to firm you up and make you a better person in life. Unfortunately, that shit doesn't work anymore, does it, man? Just pull a goddamn pin. Pull a pin with your mouth, pull a pin with your teeth, a pin's still in your mouth, and spit that pin in that bitch's face, and pull that fucking pin grenade and let it drop right in front of her. First thing she'll do, this is the truth, is try to block her cunt. She'll use both hands on her cunt to try to block it. That's where the moneymaker is. Nobody really got a house just for tits. They get a house for a fucking cunt. She goes right for the cunt and says, well, if my tits are blown off, if my jugs are blown off, my big fucking drums are blown off, who cares? We'll sew them up and shit. A lot of guys are into that. She's got a cunt and she's flat-chested. It's like the best of both worlds, man. They don't care about the fucking tits, really, a chick. She goes right for the cunt. Okay, I'm going to blow up and I'm going to protect my fucking cunt. Here it goes. Boom. Rolling around and shit 20, 40 feet from the goddamn house, laying out in the yard next to her goddamn dog. He don't know she's been blown to bits. That's how stupid they are. A dog can watch you be shot and they won't do a goddamn thing. They can't call the police. They can't call the fire department, medics, nothing. They're stupid. They have no brain, man. This is all marketing done in TV commercials to try to sell bitches this billion and billion dollar business on the idea that their dog is somehow a human. Yeah, you didn't make any kids. You're a complete goddamn loser. You wasted all your eggs. Go get some piece of shit out of some flop house, which is what a dog place is. It's just a flop house for unwanted people, man, like unwanted dogs. Look what I did. I got something really good here. Also, he's missing one leg. That's going up on TikTok. That's going up on Twitter. It's going up on Twitter X or whatever. It's going up all over the place. I'm going to get all kinds of attention. Then I'm going to ask for fucking money. They can't get away from that. They can't love anything. You know that. So, I get up out of the bed because I hear this chewing. And I'm not nice like I am now with you here. I'm not nice, I'm not easygoing, I'm not fucking walking with my cat-like moves, my little walk I have, and I'm not walking around, I'm not going for the LSD, I'm not going for anything like that, my Coke shake that I occasionally have, I'm not doing anything like that. I feel a slow burn because this is pussy day. This is Pussy Day from a Prime Driver, and I don't want to be distracted with Pussy Day with a Prime Driver. I mean, she's bringing her torso here in a truck, a motorized vehicle, gasoline or electric, whatever it is. She thinks that much of me. She's going to drive that cunt, drive those tits, drive her id, drive her hunger. She's going to drive that to me and let me please her, and she'll please me, but mostly I'll please me. I really don't care about her getting pleased. If you knew how much dick was in a chick's cunt in her lifetime, you wouldn't be around him. You'd be hanging around me. We'd be fucking eating Pop-Tarts in front of the TV set, and we'd go fishing and shit like that. We'd sit on a curve in front of a small mom-and-pop store, and we'd have a Mountain Dew or a Coca-Cola. It's way more fulfilling than being with a slut, because all that's there all the time is expectation, want, dreams, desire. And you're gonna fucking do it, man, or you're out. You don't get pussy. You don't get any phone calls on your fucking $1,000 iPhone. You ain't never getting phone calls anyways on your $1,000 or $1,800 iPhone. Who in the fuck would call you unless it's a bill collector? Nobody. So, I get up, and I'm not nice, like I said. I feel a little irritable, a little upset. Now, this squirrel shit has been this thing for some time. It's been doing it and chewing, doing it and chewing. I've gone up on the roof and I see the chewing. It's done some serious damage. Chewing on the fucking air, the air things in the peak of the roof, these big long vents, chewing that to shit, trying to get into the house to get an acorn or whatever it is they're storing for the winter. He's trying to get into this big tree. But I've had enough. I've had enough. So I go to my 12-gauge shotgun. It's a Remington 12-gauge pump. Now, in the Remington 12-gauge pump, I think it holds 5 shells, or 6, maybe. One in the ready-to-go, already cocked up. One in a chamber. I think it's 5. It might be 6. I can't remember. But it's a 12-gauge shotgun. No choke, nothing like that. And I have these shells that are called... They're actually not shells. They're called slugs. It's a 12-gauge Remington shell, and it's got a slug in it. Now, the slug weighs about 2 ounces, and it's pure lead. Try to imagine the slug like this. Like the top of a Coke bottle, or screw on top a plastic cap of a Coke bottle, and it's sort of in the shell, but a little smaller, and it's made of lead, and it's got a slight point to it. It's a big goddamn lead bullet. Now, why would people use a slug in a 12-gauge shotgun instead of using a shotgun that has all kinds of little tiny metal pellets and little tiny BBs, or bigger BBs, or double-odd, buckshot, whatever it is, why would they use a shell? Because some people go deer hunting with a 12-gauge shotgun or more. There's a 10-gauge goose gun. They go hunting with that. 10-gauge goose gun is long and extremely heavy with a big barrel, really long, because they want to kill something mid-flight above them. Here's a duck. They're all flying away. They're getting ready to go away for the wintertime and shit like that. And he aims this gun up, this cannon, which is like an elephant gun, and he can hit one of these things at 300 or 500 feet in the air, or maybe even more if he's lucky. That's why they use the 10-gauge gun, but the 12-gauge gun is more for kind of blowing people away and things like that, but they do use a 12-gauge gun to go deer hunting. So I take my 12-gauge Remington gun, and I take the gun and I put the slug in it. When I put the slug in it, I'm pissed off. I mean, really pissed off. You can clip off 5 shots or 6. I don't remember what it is. As quick as you can pump the big handle. The handle's just under the barrel. You can pull it back and you push it forward. The shell gets kicked out. You got another one. You pull it back, kick it forward. And I'm thinking, I'm never going to get this fuck if I go outside. If I go inside, I'm never going to get to hit this motherfucker because I'm going to be out in the yard and I'm going to probably smoke dope. I'm going to probably go in my marijuana greenhouse that I have, and I'm going to probably go in there and check on the leaves and see if they're ready, how big they are, if they're propagating well, see how they're growing, see if there's any kind of bund, burn or premature burn, if the house is over hot. The greenhouse that I built to grow this marijuana, I'm going to go in there like an inspector and check out my weed. And the weed that you can have, you're allowed to grow marijuana here. I don't know, 6 or 12 plants. I don't follow that shit at all. I got all the fucking weed I want. It's my life. It's my problem. It's my business. And if I want to grow weed, I can grow weed, man. By taking the weed away from people, you're saying there was no God. You're saying that the Christian God or stuff like that, he didn't create the day, the fucking world in 6 days and slept on the seventh. You're saying he doesn't exist. He did because he didn't create that. Now that stuff you can regulate somehow, but someone bigger, way bigger, created it, and why can't he smoke it? I mean, it's an endless argument that nobody can solve. And they did solve it. They now sell medical marijuana that's absolute garbage. They're half pre-smoked. You got chicks with pussy fingers that stink of pussy rolling these fucking things up. As soon as you light it up, you smell pussy. You can't get away from pussy. Pussy's so powerful in this country, in the United States, that they got to put pussy scrubbers in every city. It's hidden in houses, hidden in buildings that you think are something else, hidden in fucking Taco Bells that look like a Taco Bell that says under renovation, you can't really go in and eat. They're big carbon scrubbers that scrub the air in your town of the stink of pussy because you couldn't live. You wouldn't want to go on anymore. They have to get rid of this pussy stink out of the goddamn air with these pussy scrubbers. So I load up the 12-gauge shotgun, and I cock it, and I'm ready to go. And I'm making an approximate fucking guess, an approximate idea from me being outside and examining the roof, from me being outside looking at the roof and me being actually on the rooftop, and I take a guess where I hear the chewing. I don't want to scare this fucker. I've had enough. I'm good with my hands, technically savvy. I can build shit. I've done stuff like that, rebuilt my Argo Frontier, worked on my ultralight aircraft. I mean, I can really do it all. You can do it all if you know you can do it prior to doing it. You just will do it. That's how the brain is. It's infinitely powerful. Unfortunately, so many people are lazy that they don't care about engaging in any way, but I do. So I get an idea where he is. I get an idea. I got my fucking lysergic acid. I got my blotter acid. I got it out, and I take one. I put the blotter acid into my tongue. You say, well, how come you never run out of blotter acid, Dorm? Because I got a thing like an old-time phone book. They're thick, and in every page is 50 or 75 little blotter acid dots. I just peel it out. They're perforated to squares, and I stick it under my goddamn tongue, and I feel better straight away, and you'd feel better straight away, too, if you got yourself a big fucking book, a big, like, a phone book of blotter acid. You could turn to page 69 or whatever you're going to turn to, and there's some blotter acid, and you can put it on your tongue, and all problems go the fuck away, man. Now you're living like you should. Now your mind is unhemmed, uncluttered. There's no expressway jam in your brain that causes you this anxiety. You're now living like you should have lived, and unfortunately it takes dope to do that because you're so overwrought with fucking grief over bills and financial things and fucking things your wife wants and all that. So I load up the gun, and I think, I got this fucker, I can hear him, and I'm good at it. I mean, this is where shit like Vietnam comes handy. I was in a Huey helicopter, a Bell 1, all helicopter sliding doors on it, and a machine gun, a Gatling gun, basically, I call it that for ease of understanding, and it was mounted at the door, and I was really good at hitting shit. I was really good at estimating where a gaggle or a group of fucking coffee clutch of VC was before I even saw them, and I could take them out. You knew you took them out because you'd hear an explosion, a lot of screaming, like fucking women running around and shit. They're getting chased by somebody, like some kind of rapist. You hear a lot of fucking screaming, a poof of smoke, and they're gone, and you never saw a goddamn one of them. So I'm using that kind of skill, that kind of experience that nobody has anymore, to locate, to triangulate this fucking squirrel. I've had enough. I can't be woken up every day with the sounds of chewing sounds. It sounds like I'm rotting, I'm decaying, like my bones are crumbling under me. They're giving way under me. They're chipping away. The marrow or something's cracking inside the bone. It feels like something like that, like pending doom, pending end of life shit. And that's what it feels like to me with my mind, my imagination. So I go into the damn living room, and I put on my magnifying glasses. I wear magnifying glasses sometime. They're not prescription, but I'll wear them in certain times. They come like 1.25, 1.75, 2.50. These are magnifying glasses you could use because I want to see the peak of the roof. I want to see it clearly and not make a mistake when I triangulate, when I guess where the fucking squirrel is, because I'm going to put him out of just out. I had a Have you ever been that way? I've had enough. I don't care about the damage. I've had enough. If I go out there, the fuck will run. It looks like a flying squirrel because the minute he sees me, it appears that he can fly to a tree and is gone. He's that goddamn quick. He doesn't know about me. He doesn't have a brain to understand me. All he knows is something came out of the tree. I mean, something came out of the tree. If something's in the tree, it might be some kind of baby pup or some kind of fucking nest or something. He doesn't really know what I am. He just knows I came out of the tree like some kind of animal, and he's seen the animals like me all the time since he's been born, since he's been alive. So I'm triangulating with my magnifying glasses on. I took my blotter acid, it's under my tongue. I got my dick out. Now, when my dick is out and I've got no underpants on, I look at it for strength. I look at it, it's like a Buddha, like faith, like a Christian cross, stuff like that. I look at it and there's faith. I see the faith. I see that my DNA, someone else's DNA came together. They made the perfect dick my groin, my thighs, my calves. I'm just perfect in every way that way. And I'm looking at it and I think, look at the faith of the universe. Look at some creator. Look what they did for me. And I put all my faith in it. I say, there's my dick. Here's my experience. Here's my mind. Here's my magnifying glasses. Now aim, cock the gun, and pull the trigger. You don't jerk the trigger. You gently pull the trigger. So I think I hear where he is. And I just shoot. I shoot off four fucking shots of the slug, the 12-gauge slug. And now a slug, a 12-gauge slug, when you shoot it, and these were magnums. Magnum means more gunpowder, more powerful shell. When I shoot these things, the lead will flatten out. So if it hit a person, it would probably put like a coffee cup, the dish under it, you know, the coffee cup, the dish under a coffee cup. It would probably put a hole like that in somebody because it flattens out. It's just a piece of lead. When I do that, I blow holes, not like a Hollywood effect, not something that ridiculous, but it blows holes 2 or 3 inches into the roof. And I shoot one after another. Boom, boom, boom. And boom, just cocking and shooting. And it's like old times again. I'm back in Vietnam, man. I'm protecting my property being the house in this case. But when I was there, it was protecting the property of me, my property, my right to be here, my existence. I'm protecting that and everybody in the plane, the pilot, the co-pilot, navigator, whatever was on the helicopter at that time. I'm protecting all that and I'm protecting myself too. And this fuck has to go. I just go click a boom, skip a boom, skip a boom. And pieces of wood go everywhere. Pieces of wood. And the smoke from the gunpowder going off is like hovering in the room. It's excellent. Most excellent. It's excellent. I feel good. I feel alive. I got pussy coming. I'm thinking, now this is the life. I'm living good. This is the life. I'm in charge. I'm in control. All my thoughts have been fucking pushed down to the bottom of my brain, and 2/3 of it is taken over by some corporate fucking idiot, some rules, some time clock. Nothing like that. 15-minute break. That's not in there. It's all me, man. It's not compacted down. It's come back up and filled my cranial vault with all this fucking potential, all this endless possibility that is inside me. I've taken control. I'm in the reins now. The horse ain't the boss. I'm the fucking boss. And I fucking hit that horse and I've done it. You hit them in the goddamn ear, man. They wake up real quick. They pay attention to you real quick. I hit them in the fucking ear and I have my thumb out. Like he's taking a spike to the ear and it's going into his brain. I put my right thumb out. It's a good thumb. And I cram it into their fucking ear. I just swing it in there like a club with a nail on it. And they'll respond good. I didn't used to be that way. Couldn't ride a horse and shit. Burned my whole ass like 10 inches of ass burn. That was about 3 or 4 inches on each cheek. Because when the horse went up, I went down. When it went up, I went down. So I wasn't riding the horse properly. I didn't know anything about it. But I do now. So the smell of gunpowder in the air and all that I love. Smells good. I don't hear the squirrel anymore. But after I shot all the shots out, I don't hear any sound. But maybe 25, 28 seconds later, I hear a big thump, man. Thump on the front porch. And I think, I wonder what that is. Is that the newspaper? What's the big thump? Is it the newspaper? Did something break loose on the roof and fall down and make a thump as it hit the ground? Like 28 seconds later. So I'm going to go out and investigate. I don't hear the squirrel anymore. I don't hear any squirrel anymore. I'm feeling good. The hairs on my neck come up. They say that. I got goose pimples. I'm excited. There's my cock. There's my meat. There's who I am right there. I can pass on what I am in this beautiful, bald fucking stick. Big goddamn stick. Big fucking Abraham Lincoln log splitter. There's the balls creating the next me. It's in there. It's inside the balls. I'm feeling good. Look at me. I'm carrying around my propagation tool to let myself carry on. And there's some bitch out there that's going to actually hold this and make something for me. Create another me. And I'm looking forward to that. Want to meet another me. You got a good-looking sister, size 3 or 5? Send her over. I'll inject her with my fucking cum. I'll inject her with my two-part epoxy. I'll fucking my white hope. I'll inject that into her cunt. And you can see me at your house all the time, except you probably won't sound like me because my lifeline of experiences, they make the person who they are. You can't clone somebody. You clone their looks and shit. But they're different inside. He'll be a fruit, man. He won't be your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. Nobody can be Norm Augustinus. Not ever. Can they? So I go onto the porch, man. I go out to the porch and look what I see. I see the squirrel. He's like bleeding badly and looking at me with his one eye. I won that case. I won. He's looking at me. He went in the air 28 seconds worth. I mean, how high do you get in 28 seconds worth? 1 minute he's looking for an acorn. 1 minute he's looking for something in that fucking roof that he thinks is a goddamn tree. The next second, man, He's on a fucking air cannon. He's in an air cannon. He's in a circus. He's the big time man. He's got the cannon there. There's the big top of arena manager and all that. Look at him. And he's blowing out this fucking cannon at the circus, the big top. And there he is. Boom. Gone. Problem solved. But now I got a big hole in the roof. Big damn hole in the roof. It doesn't matter. Because a bitch is coming over. A bitch from Prime. It doesn't matter. I've solved that problem. The bitch from Prime is coming over. I told you about Prime drivers. What are Prime drivers? Female Prime drivers, man, if you can't get pussy from a female Prime driver, they're ready to go. They're hungry for fucking dick all the time. And why are they? Look at the fucking truck. It's bouncing around. Her tits are shaking and bouncing all the fuck all over. Hang on a second. Drop my glasses. I like to see where I'm at. Her tits are shaking and shit all over the place as she drives around in a Prime truck, man. It reminds her when she was fucking taking the stump, bent over some stump and taking the dick, right? The springs in the seat. She's in the springs in the seat. She's bouncing around. This is why I'm turned on. This is why she's coming towards me, because she's turned on. Her bouncing seat, man, it reminds her of the cock she took. The cock she's took. She's in a rubber raft. She's in some swamp near her house. Maybe a Chaldean is banging around. She thinks of that back end of that when she gets in the Prime truck. She thinks of that. She's fucking driving around, boxes and shit in the back. It reminds her of her own box and the shelves. The shelves in the back of the truck, what do they remind her of? She sees these shelves in the back of the truck, the Prime driver, and all she sees is four shelves in the back of the Prime truck. She's reminds her the time she was in the fucking cemetery mausoleum. She's in a cemetery mausoleum. There's four fucking shelves on each side of the crypt. There's coffins on each fucking wall in the cemetery mausoleum. She takes her dick in the mausoleum. She thinks of that time. This is what Amazon drivers think when they're inside the Amazon Prime truck, female ones. She sees the blinking red light, man, signal. She thinks of the time, man, when she was back in fucking in a car with four boys. She's in four boys, the blinking red fucking turn signals on in her Prime truck. She's thinking of that, four boys, and then she's pulled up behind a truck, a police car, an ambulance, pulls in behind her thinking somebody's hurting her, getting hurt, and she's behind them and the red light's going and she was taking a dick in the car with these boys, man, and it reminds her of that. Turn signal, click, click, blink, blink, blinking red light, not a turn signal. Blinking fucking red light. Pulled over by the cops, it's parked. She's throttling a cock in the goddamn car. There's boys in there, man. She's thinking, well, those are the good days. This is what a chick thinks of when she gets in a Prime truck driver. 69 miles an hour on a fucking speed limit thing. 69 miles an hour. She sees that and she thinks, wow, 69 miles an hour. I remember when I 69 a black dude while I was working at a party store. It was my first fucking job. She thinks of that. I was in a back room, man. We were eating frozen Tostitos or whatever they sell there. She thinks of that. The 69 when she sees it on the speedometer. Chicks are turned on, man, when they're in a Prime truck and they're ready to take dick, your dick. If you just knew this, quit being so timid. Quit fucking around with your dog. Quit playing with your goddamn tools or sitting in front of your TV with some sandwich. You got a hoagie sandwich. You know, all Prime trucks. All Prime trucks have roofs in them. They let light in, like this white misty light. It's like a fiberglass roof on it that lets the light in into the back of the truck. And you know what she says with that? She goes back there and it reminds her of her LSD trip, man. The LSD trip, she took a 10-inch cock up her crapper in a junior high school, the fucking janitor in the store. She thinks that she almost died. She saw the light. That's what she thinks when she goes in the back of the fucking Prime truck. Look at the light filtering through the roof of that fucking truck. This truck, the Prime truck. It reminds me of this cloudiness that's illuminating the packages, supposedly helped me see the packages. It reminds me when the janitor fucking banged me out in the boiler room. She almost fucking died, man. She saw the light. She's taking an upper crapper from the fucking janitor. They don't care who's connected to the dick. They distance themselves from the dick. There's the dick and then there's you. The dick is the tool they want. They don't care if it's a 90-year-old fucking guy, can they? They don't give a shit. They don't care about that stuff. The round tires, they remind her of a fucking empty fuckhole. In her diaphragm, she uses to stop the cum. That's what she sees when she sees the round fucking the round tires, doesn't she? She's in a Prime truck every day, dripping fucking wet for you. The turn signal blinking sound, you ever hear that? In the side of a Prime truck? It's big, man. It's a ticking sound. Reminds her of the dream she once had. She was in Vietnam during the fucking Vietnam War. She stepped in a landmine and started fucking ticking while she was taking a full platoon of VC Viet Cong. She thinks of this. She had a dream, man. Soldiers' cocks going in and out of her fucking cunt. She's in Vietnam, stepped on a goddamn landmine, and it's ticking away, man. Click, 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 click. When a chick gets in a Prime truck, all they want is dick, and they're reminded of dick, and they're dripping fucking wet for dick. Even the cunt, the asshole, will actually close up. It'll go flat, because it makes the cunt bigger.
bigger cunt, bigger gaping, big gape, big fucking area for a big damn dick. It unfurls and gets wider and the asshole closes down, man. Every time a chick in a prime truck, she hits her fucking air brakes, she thinks of the pussy farts, man. Pussy farts when she was getting fucked by a Mexican off Interstate 17. She's 17 years old getting fucked by a Mexican, man. Look at that. She's fucking there. She's getting fucked by him. Pussy farts astound of the air brakes in a goddamn car. Same thing with the prime door truck, the light inside of it. She sees the prime truck. She's in a prime truck. She says, boy, these are dim lights in this fucking prime truck. Look at the lights. It reminds her of what? It reminds her of her neighbor, his dimly lit basement, man. She was forced to fucking couple on and grasp in fucking 69 some goddamn handicapped fucker in a basement. His old particle board speakers are 10 feet tall, made of plywood or press board. She's down there, man. She's down there. She's getting fucking dick. In a dimly lit basement, that's what reminds her when she's in the prime truck. She says, wow, look at the dome light. It's so little, man. She was forced over gunpoint to blow some handicapped fuck. He's holding a fucking gun to the side of her head playing Backdoor Man by Jim Morrison. Dum, 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 dum. I ate more chicken any man's ever seen. She's hearing that and blowing this fucking handicapped fucker, and she has no choice. She thinks back on that. She says, how old was I when that happened, man? All I've done is get dick. Dick upon dick upon dick. That's all she's got, man. She's in a fog. She's driving her prime truck in a fog. What'd she think of? She thinks of the dick she took in a hot sauna when she was in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. Wow. Look at the fog. It reminds me of the fog in a sauna when I was up in the UP, the Upper Peninsula. All those fins, all those saunas, and I took some dick in a hot sauna. I don't even know who the fucking guy was. I think he had lazy eyes in both eyes. I didn't care. I just wanted a dick. When I looked at his dick in a sauna, when I went into the whirlpool, his dick looked massive, and it magnifies the size of his cock, and I can't stop thinking about that fucking thing. This is what they think. In a prime truck. Rocks on dirt roads, man. Think of that. Rocks on dirt roads. She's on a rocks, dirt roads. And what the hell is it going on, man? She remembers a time that she was fucking tied to a horse and dragged when she was fucking naked because a guy said she had a big fucking loose pussy. Her cunt was too goddamn loose. He couldn't do it. Dragging it on a fucking horse, rocks all over, bouncing around on like a rock or gravel road, a gravel driveway, man, and dragged 3 or 4 miles. And a guy said she had a big fucking cunt, man. It's too stretched out. And then he snapped her to a goddamn horse and slapped the horse. And the fucking horse dragged this slut all over the place, man, big goddamn gape. What else would you do with them? Same thing with rain, man. She's in the fucking prime truck and she starts to rain and stuff. She sees the rain. She thinks, wow, this reminds me of golden showers when I was pissed on. I was pissed on and slammed around and piss never stopped. I was under a fucking big dick and the piss didn't stop. It kept streaming and streaming and streaming. How much puss could he have had? It's supposed to be a turn on. If you were here right now, if your sister was here right now, I'd piss on you and I'd piss on her too. And when your mom tried to help her and you, I'd piss on her and then I fucking get nunchucks on her or my fucking brass knuckles. Get the hell out of here. You trying to stop this? What are you trying to stop here? Prime truck drivers, man. They're fucking horny, aren't they? Every time they get in a fucking truck, man, it's like if they hear a horn and shit. They're driving. They're prime truck. They got a horn. They're driving. She's with a fucking guy, man. They're going to Cedar Point. The fucker hits somebody head on, and then both of them go through the goddamn windshield, man. The horn's still beeping because the car's destroyed. She was giving them head, man. She was giving them head. She was going to Cedar Point. She was going to ride a Ferris fucking wheel. She was going to win a 10-cent stuffed animal that cost fucking $25, $50 to get the stuffed animal. And they know this because you want pussy. You're stupid. Man, you want pussy. All I know, fucker, is that every chick in a prime truck, and I'm excited. I'm excited, man. All kinds of pheromones going. The squirrel's gone. Yeah, I got a bunch of holes in the roof, but I can fix those. I'm handy. I'm talented. I got my dick ready to impale the prime driver. I'm going to lay her on a fucking sign on the bed. We're going to smoke dope. I'm going to blow cum all over the place. I'm going to chase her in the fucking woods when she's naked and my dick's out. I've done that, man. With a goddamn Glock. With a fucking Mac-10. With a Glock with a fucking... that you can shoot 1,000 rounds, man, a minute. 1,000 rounds. Glock something. Glock... not a Glock... well, it's an attachment you can put on a goddamn Glock. It's amazing. Look at it. So, fucker, these are the things you can do with a prime truck. This is shit you can do with a prime truck driver. You know how they think now. I told you how they think. You know how to take a squirrel out. You know what kind of motivation you need to live life, to grow, to keep on growing, to keep on progressing, to keep on impressing yourself on a daily basis to keep you here so you don't want to think that you'd like to take yourself out. Like I have done hundreds, if not thousands of fucking times, man. I even made a self-burying fucking hole in the backyard. It's a cemetery plot that I pre-dug, and if you go into the plot, it drops 5 yards of dirt in the hole automatically. I don't need anybody to bury me, and it's got grass seed mixed with it. They'll just say, what the fuck happened to Norm? He's probably fucking a prime driver. He's probably smoking a doob. He's probably out in the woods looking for gold, panning for gold. He's probably looking for ivy-willed woodpeckers. He's probably looking who knows for what, pussy scalps. He's out there, and he'll always be out there, always available to you. Just look to the woods, and you'll see your pal, your fucking friend, Norm Augustinus. Fuckstick.
You've been listening to the one and only
Augustinus!
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower. 100-150 feet tall. Brown bricks. Tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year. year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Denise, how are you? I am fine. I hope you like getting this real typed letter. Niece, the other morning I was on my 10-speed bike. I was biking to a small diner for a coffee and a piece of toast. While I was pedaling, I stumbled upon a toilet. The tank, seat, and bowl was fully intact. It was like someone got out of their car and dumped the toilet on the side of the road. The toilet bowl was facing the cars that drove past it. If someone had to go, they could have parked and taken a piss or a shit into the toilet. However, there was no toilet paper or water in the tank. Pushing down on the flush handle would have done nothing. I think there was shit on the flush handle. Did you know that in a person's lifetime, they will shit out 2 to 3 ounces of 20-karat gold? I guess if ever you come across a toilet bowl filled with water and a turd, it would be prudent to break up the turd with a stick and pan for gold using a gold pan. Niece, when I lifted the toilet tank lid and looked inside the toilet tank, I saw that the toilet tank was chocked full of soiled women's panties. An overwhelming stench of pussy came out of the toilet tank when I pulled off the toilet tank lid. Jism had been shot all over the panties. It was thick, like dried-out Thanksgiving Day honey ham slices. I'll refer to the panties in this typed letter as cum panties. Denise, it looked like someone had shoved a red-hot 2-inch-in-diameter pipe and bored holes into the crotches of the panties. I guess that was a white-hot cum-filled dick. The man that did the original jamming and cramming is probably dead now. Some of the panties had holes that had been bored into the back of the cum panties near to where the woman's asshole is located. I guess sometime, long ago, the dick went into the woman's asshole. The woman that took the dicks while wearing the cum panties is probably dead also. Someone had embroidered the words pipe me, P-I-P-E-M-E, into a few of the pairs of cum panties. What does pipe me mean? I found a small bag of weed in the toilet tank, mostly buds. The weed was kept inside an old handkerchief. The rubber band was wound up at the top of the handkerchief to make sure that the weed /buds didn't get out. I took photographs of the cum panties, the toilet, and the weed, and I printed them on my inkjet printer. As you've already discovered, I included the pics with this type letter. Smell the back of the photo marked pussy. I rubbed the crotches of the cum panties on the back of the photo so that you can smell what I smelled. I gotta go. I got things to do. Write me back. I'd love hearing about the things you are involved with in your neck of the woods. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Pumpkin Festival going on now on Main Street in downtown Romeo. She was working at the pumpkin pie competition as one of the judges. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she climbed into the 50-foot-long by 23-foot-tall scary black cat inflatable. When she was inside the black cat, she took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she pulled back her legs, making sure her kneecaps were touching her ears. When I crawled into the giant black cat inflatable, I saw that your big-titted little sister was aiming her shithole and her cunt directly at me.
So I ate her out, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman slapped the Pumpkin Festival enormous black cat inflatable a couple of times, and then she said,
I know you're inside. I saw you crawl in there with that big-titted woman. I don't want no trouble. I know what you're doing. I can smell pussy. There's no sense lying about it. I just want to be able to crawl in there and get eaten out. I'll take a rim job, too. I'm an English woman looking for employment in America, and none of your American crooked human resources DEI bitches will hire me. Now let me in there, or I'll poke a hole into the plastic skin of this black cat inflatable using one of my heroin needles. When the black cat blows up, everyone will see you licking that cunt's dirt hole. You might even get arrested. Do you hear me? Let me in now, or I'll tell the large group of colored women out here that you said you were going to report them for trying to sell their food stamps for cash or in exchange for drugs. I'm on my last legs. Now what's it gonna be?
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now we're selling old porcelain toilets. These are real porcelain toilets taken from renovated homes, flop houses, HUD housing projects, or landfills. The bowls of these toilets are guaranteed to have once held the turds created by many years' worth of people. Inside the toilet bowl, where the water would normally be, you'll instead find dozens of pairs of old, heavily soiled cum panties. Girls, these toilets come with a special cargo plane ticket. Take your toilet to the Acme Private Pilot Charter Company near you. Hand over your special cargo ticket, and then tell the pilot the coordinates of where you would like the toilet and cum panties dropped. Drop the toilet on your ex-boyfriend's house while he's fucking his new hump in the bathtub. The very bathtub that you used to get fucked in, too. Drop the toilet on your ex-husband's house while he's fingering your best friend's crab-infested pussy. He'll love hearing the 200-pound toilet crash to the roof and main floor of his house while he slowly drags his pussy-covered odorous index finger under the blackhead-infested nose of your best friend. What was that noise? Go down to the basement. The toilet just crushed your washing machine dryer and 220-volt sex machine. Honey, you can even request that the toilet is dropped onto someone you despise who is taking a walk around the neighborhood. Is your ex-wife driving your speedboat around the lake? She got the court to give the boat to her? It's your boat, man. Drop a toilet on her now while she's speeding around the lake. Toilet shrapnel will annihilate her and sink the boat. Look up, honey. Now die. The best part? Pubic hair, scabs, and old filthy dry rotting cum panties will be everywhere. Bombs away. There's a toilet en route to you. If you can think it, the Acme Private Pilot Charter Company can do it. Drop the toilet here or there or anywhere. Kill that motherfucker with dead weight traveling at more than 200 miles an hour. No one expects a toilet to be dropped on them until it happens. Come up to the counter right now. I've got just over 100 toilets available. Each toilet is packed with heavily soiled cum panties. Only $199.95. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto our store snapping turtle. Our snapping turtle is over 100 years old. It's more than 4 feet in diameter. Our patrons love Leonard. He's been allowed to walk the store on his own for over 75 years. Leonard is the turtle you see on the big sign out front. He's our mascot, and we love him. Miss Phelps was petting Leonard when his huge 5-inch in diameter by 14-inch long telescoping head came out of his shell. Mandy's asshole suddenly gave way, and she buried Leonard in 7 inches of her bubbling shit. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome.
6 days ago, I shit on my neighbor's dog that I was petting through the fence of our property line. The dog became encapsulated in my shit, and the shit quickly hardened. So as not to get caught for shitting on her dog, I sprinkled grass seed onto my bubbling pile of shit. The grass seed sprouted quickly, and now it just looks like a grassy dirt mound. My neighbor has been looking for her dog night and day for the last 5 days. Fuck her. Your best friend is cocooned in my shit. Your Pomeranian has been mummified in a shit sarcophagus for all time.
My assistant is also extremely horny. When she gets turned on, she will often shit. Miss Phelps thought Leonard's head and neck resembled a meaty dick, and that was all it took.
I'm so fucking horny. For the past 3 months, I've been grinding up plywood. I turn the plywood sheets into a wood powder, much like flour. I mix my concoction with waterproof wood glue. I pack this wood particle paste into fiberglass dick molds, but not before I pour in 2 pints of fresh male jism and 1 pint of male ball sweat. I make monster dicks out of wood, similar to the way that they make sheets of particle or press board for roofs. I've got one of the press board dicks lodged in my fuck hole right now. All my girlfriends, and even my neighbor's 7th grader, has one of my particle board cocks in their pussies right now too. If anyone has a 10 or 12 inch cock in their pants, come on up to the counter right now, and I'll extract my press board prick and suck your sick cock, and I'll let you drive your ring baloney into my tight ass.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant Mandy Phillips dig out Leonard? There's a hoagie sandwich in it for you. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!